I was in prison and you visited me. Jesus' own words from St. Matthew's Gospel underline the key role of prison ministry in the life of the church today. In order to support all those involved in this challenging work, the Vatican's Justice and Peace Council in 2005 organized a major international seminar on the human rights of prisoners, bringing together top UN officials, church leaders, and prison ministers from countries around the world. The two-day meeting concluded with the celebration of Mass at Rome's Regina Caeli jail, which Pope John Paul II visited during the Jubilee year.
There are basic human rights, and really that's what we're looking at here, that are granted to the individual because of their innate human dignity.
Before becoming Bishop of Venice, Florida, Frank DeWayne served as Undersecretary of the Pontifical Justice and Peace Council and was involved in the organization of the conference to highlight the human rights of prisoners that are often violated and trampled upon.
We're not talking necessarily about voting in a country, because that sometimes someone who's incarcerated loses that right. But we're talking about, are they getting enough water, enough clothing to stay warm? What is the food, the quality of the food they're receiving? Do they have the ability to express their religious liberty within the prisons? There are a number of things that are basic human rights, and that's what we want to zero in on.
Prison ministry is a vital part of the Catholic Church's mission, but it's one that often goes on quietly behind the scenes, doesn't it?
Yes. In some cases, it must. It's dictated by, there may be some governments who are not particularly keen on, say, letting chaplains in or encouraging them to come in. So the way has to be found to enter in to visit the prisoners. However, I believe there is a good number of volunteers throughout the world. As Catholic lay faithful, you know, one of the works of mercy to visit the incarcerated, they go in, they go see them, they care for them. But it is done, I think you're correct to say, in a quiet way. Most Episcopal conferences have organized in more than a quiet way. It's there on the organizational chart, and they have somebody appointed. But maybe from time to time, they need to reactivate, rededicate themselves and their chaplains to the ministry that they undertake.
Prison ministry is a tough and demanding job, requiring strong support at local, national, and international level. The International Commission of Catholic Prison Pastoral Care was set up during the 1950 Holy Year here in Rome to provide just such support and to push for penal reform wherever prisoners' rights are violated. The current president of the organization is Dr. Christian Kuhn from Vienna, Austria.
Regarding my own country, we also face many problems. One is overcrowding. This is a problem for many European countries. Another typical European problem maybe is the high number of foreigners in prisons. For instance, in Vienna, in the central prison, where we have 1,300 inmates, more than half of this number are foreigners. People who came to Austria on illegal migration or they are victims of trafficking in human beings. So there are, of course, real heavy criminals, so to say, among them, but there are also many who just came to Europe to seek a better life, but then they do not succeed and they end up in prison due to several reasons. Maybe they've committed offenses or they only have violated administrative law with their papers running out and things like that. So this is a typical challenge in our place, which we face, and it's not always easy to preserve their rights and their dignity in a country which is for them a foreign country and which for them it's not easy to live under conditions they are not used to live.
It's also a difficult issue at this time in the current climate of security concerns in Western countries. It's difficult, isn't it, to talk about the human rights of these people?
It's very difficult. You're fully right. This is why we are so grateful to have this strong support by the Vatican. And I would like to add that we prison chaplains, we are not naive, so we are fully aware that crime is a real danger for society, and there exists form of crime which would even endanger the democratic structures such as organized crime, drug abuse, drug trafficking, terrorism, of course. And there are also single persons, individuals, who really represent a danger for society, and society must be protected from them. We recognize that, of course, and we deal with these kind of people because we should never give up any person. But in addition to that, what I have said now, our experience is also that there are many people in prison who we consider are not really a danger for society. They are in prison for many reasons. In many countries, it's often, or even mostly, the poor who you find in prison, often for very petty offenses for a very long period of time. So this is a great concern for us.
And you, as a prison chaplain, what do you see as your role? What are you primarily trying to offer to these people?
We try to offer any possible support in the human and spiritual development of the inmates. We do not want to push or impose a religious conception on them. As it was said by the Pope in his beautiful letter to the prisoners, which he issued in 2000 during the Holy Year, he said, "Jesus is a patient traveling companion." And from my point of view, we would do a good job if we tried to do it that way, as it is said here about Jesus, to be patient, reliable, respectful, traveling companions for the inmates. This is one point. The other point is that in many places, prison chaplains face situations where prisoners have dramatic problems, maybe no food, no medical care, they are starving. Then, of course, we are also challenged to work in the large field of a concrete and real diakonia. That means to provide any possible support for the people that they can survive, which of course would and should be the task of the state authorities, but in many places that does not work.
In the Philippines, where you have about a room that should house only about 20 people, it can house 200 people.
Another official of the International Commission of Catholic Prison Pastoral Care is Rodolfo de los Santos Diamantes, who represented his native country, the Philippines, at the Vatican Conference.
So you have a problem not only of congestions in terms of one inmate in a cell. In my country, you don't have that. You have a big cell that should house only about 20, and they are all lumped up in the jail and they stay there.
With appalling health risks.
Yes. So you have the problems of health there, the problem of slow dispensation of justice that caused the congestion. People who are just suspects are mixed also with those who had been convicted. We don't have a separate detention center in my country. So I guess that's also equally true in Asia, or any poor country for that matter.
This must make your work particularly difficult, the lack of any kind of privacy for these people as well, in order to be able to minister in a secure kind of environment.
In a way it is, but at the same time it's within the culture of the Filipino that there is a communal way of living together. That's why the Filipinos would enjoy not being locked up in a separate cell, unlike I think in the Western where you emphasize so much the privacy. Only the difference is that they're not provided the basic needs, like beds, the toilet facilities, the food services. Really, these are beginning to be a big problem.
What about attitudes of prisoners themselves? You say this community spirit is actually very important, but it must open up all kinds of problems regarding drug abuse, sexual abuse, and so on.
That was a problem before when the families of prisoners are not allowed to enter. But through the help of the chaplains and the volunteers, we were able to lobby at the government not to adopt the Western way of, you know, dealing with people who have committed a crime. The family should be allowed to visit. So when that happens, we have less problem in terms of sexual abuse. Of course, the drug problems is a problem brought about by corruption in the system. The problem is that we have correctional employees who are underpaid. And so they will have to have extra income, and the way is to let these contrabands enter. The prison chaplains in the Philippines, these are not paid by the government. It's the least road taken by any priest. But once it is taken by the chaplains, even by the lay chaplain, people started, you know, seeing how the faith should be lived, you know, how we should be bread broken for others.
My thanks there to Rodolfo de los Santos Diamante and Christian Kuhn from the International Commission of Catholic Prison Pastoral Care. And earlier you heard Bishop Frank DeWayne, formerly Under Secretary of the Vatican's Justice and Peace Council.